Back in 2013, the first team to find dinosaur tracks along the Yukon River said it was unlikely locals who live here know about them. But Rita Painter can prove them wrong.
Okay, it was maybe about 30 to 35 years ago, and that's when they had a fish wheel right down here.
Painter stands in a long aluminum boat pulled up on the riverbank of Halfway Camp. It's a fish camp 12 miles downriver from Nulato. She's known the family who owns this camp for decades.
Well, one summer we stopped with them coming up from Grayland. They invited us to have some tea. And while we were visiting with them, they showed us this big rock. It was huge. And there was a footprint on the rock.
Painter says it was big, really big. Maybe a foot or so wide and about 8 inches long.
It was clearly a foot, but the toes looked different. So, and it was embedded in a rock.
How many toes did it have?
I cannot remember. Could you remember, Dean?
It had three.
Three toes, says Rita's husband, Dean Painter, from the back of his boat. This is a pretty accurate description of a footprint made by a bipedal plant-eating dinosaur known as ornithopod. And there are dozens of them along this span of the riverbank where Martha Turner grew up fishing.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Like, our camp has all these dinosaur tracks.
Turner says her grandmother, who was born at Halfway Camp, never mentioned any large three-toed footprints to her before. Now she's eager to ask about it.
It's just, how come you never shared this with us before, you know? But they're older now, and it's just coming back, and they're sharing everything.
This summer, three scientists spent 16 days on the Yukon. Their aim is to better understand the ancient reptiles and birds that once lived here. But they also want to understand what locals have known for years. In Caltag, a village just over 30 miles downriver from Nulato, news that a research team was finding dinosaur tracks there this summer came as no surprise.
Ever since we're this big, ever since we're 3 foot high, we knew.
Patrick Madros Jr., who most people call Patty Bun, says he's been finding ancient footprints in the rocks along the riverbank his entire life. He grew up at a fish camp even further downriver.
You would never think twice about it. It's just not a rock thrown on a pile.
He didn't think twice about it because subsistence fishing was the priority.
Because, you know, when we work as a family group, we work to eat, and we worked all together, and we produced what we needed.
I don't think it's something that people would stop and say, we need to dig here and look around here.
Violet Burnham is Caltag's mayor.
Because there's so many other things that we face as a community that are just more important.
Burnham was born in Caltag, and she says things have changed drastically, and it's been hard on her community. Jobs are limited, and in recent years, the salmon populations people rely on for food have crashed.
I mean, just in my lifetime, we went from no phones, to internet, to 24 hours a day news, to from a subsistence lifestyle to a cash-based economy. And that just created a lot of havoc with people.
Yoshitsugu Kobayashi uses a camera to create 3D images of every track the research team records. He's a paleontologist from Japan's Hokkaido University. Instead of removing footprints themselves as specimens to be housed in a museum archive, the team relies on these photos and also makes molds of the footprints.
So if we can just take all the data virtually, then leave all the specimens behind so that maybe local people can look at them or kids can, you know, look at them. For me, it's like, you know, it's not ours. Data we can use for science, but the specimens belong to this place.
Along the Yukon River, I'm Emily Schwing.